Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. It's the story that is flying around the world nonstop, and the virus doesn't seem to be too far behind, unfortunately. And the latest iteration of the story refers to a hotel in the Canary Isles in Tenerife called the Costa Adeque. And two people there at the moment, one of them is George, and there's 1,000 people apparently, and a number of Irish. We hope to get some of them in a few seconds. And the other one is Lorna. George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us what happened and how did this unfold, George?
Well, 7 o'clock this morning, there was a note put through our door to say that we were confined to a room, that there had been a case of a coronavirus.
Right.
And there was an Italian gentleman, and he'd been taken to hospital because he'd been proved positive.
Okay.
And then then we were all allowed to go down for breakfast.
Okay.
And after that, we're back to our room. Mm-hmm. And we have to wait on the doctor coming to check us. And I don't know what the outcome of that will be, if we're all clear, whether that's the end of it or if that's just the start of it. I couldn't tell you.
And, George, where are you from originally?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, OK. And how long are you in the hotel?
Well, we were on a 10-day holiday. We're here till Friday.
OK. And have you now been told to stay in your room?
Yes, we have. Yes, as a matter of fact, they came down. People were out in the sun loungers,
yeah, of course.
And they came round and chased everybody back to the room because obviously it's the easiest way for the doctor to get round everybody. You know, so that's the way it's been.
But is a hotel of 1,000 people apparently? Is that broadly correct? As far as you know,
certainly big enough hotel.
Yeah, okay. And are many Irish, George? You've come across many Irish.
As I say, I've heard the Irish. I've never spoken to any personally.
You've heard
them.
Although
one guy told me, if you drink 5 pints of Guinness, you'll not catch anything. I don't know if that's true.
it's not true. And George, what about food? And can you sit out in your? Have you a balcony? Can you sit out on it? Food. People need medication. What's the mode of communication?
Well, it's early days yet. You know, we're in that half board, so obviously we don't get lunch, but we can't get out to get anything either. So after this telephone conversation, we'll go down and see what the situation is. So hoping to wait and see when the doctor came what he would say, but so far nothing's happened. And talking to people in the balcony across from us, it's not even been round yet, so I don't know how long that'll take.
And What have you got in the room? Sorry, have you got any food or tea, coffee?
No, just water. God. Water. They supplied us with water, and we'd already bought water yesterday for our own consumption. You know.
Okay. And the hotel are saying that as soon as the doctor comes round and takes your temperature or whatever, that's the end of it.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
But you hear about what happened in the ship. You know, people were then confined to the ship for 14 days, supposedly.
But you're not...
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a lot bigger than a ship, as you can imagine.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And you don't fancy that prospect?
Not at all.
Okay. Lorna is also in the same hotel, the Costa Adeque in Tenerife. Lorna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what's your situation? The same, I presume, Lorna. When did you when did you discover...
We discovered this morning, I believe, when we went down to breakfast.
Right.
But we had seen activity outside our room because about 6:30 this morning, the staff had arrived and weren't allowed into the hotel and the road was closed and it was policed.
Wow.
They weren't allowed to enter the hotel. So we knew something was wrong and I joked to my friend from the balcony, oh dear, look, they're wearing masks, because we had a sandstorm on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, that must be over by now. I said, but I hope it isn't the coronavirus, laughingly, not knowing. And then, of course, I found on the iPad that, of course, there had been a case of suspected coronavirus within the hotel, and that that person had been moved to a hospital. And it's a similar situation. The hotel looking after us extremely well.
Okay.
And we're just waiting now on the doctor, the medics, to come round and give us a test.
And, Lorna, when...
What will happen then? I don't know.
When are you due to fly home?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yes. And I've met people who are due to fly home today, of course, and they're stuck in the hotel. They cannot... They've still got their rooms. There's no problem there. Mm-hmm. Still got their rooms and they're being fed. And
so nobody apart from medics can enter or leave the hotel?
No.
If you're in the hotel, you're stuck?
You're in, yes. Fortunately, it's got beautiful grounds overlooking the sea.
Yeah.
And the sun is shining. And hopefully, after we've been confined to our rooms waiting for the medic test, we shall go back down to the pool area, the garden area. Be outside. But at the moment, we're just waiting for a medic, and how long that will be, we don't know.
But what will the medic do? Take your temperature?
The medic, I assume, I don't know, will take our temperature and see how we test. Not a clue. Yeah. We haven't been told that, but we just wait on.
You sound, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you, Lorna, that you'll have to stay there for a prolonged period?
I'm not worried at all.
Don't worry.
Take life as it comes.
Okay.
I'm afraid.
Well done. Yeah. And George, what about you?
We'd have to get medication. You know, being old, we need medication. But apart from that, no, we're fine. I'm not particularly worried.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay. And the authorities seem to have snapped into action pretty quickly, did they? They seem to, with shutting the roads down, not letting staff in.
Yeah. It's just a matter of communication now, because you can understand it's very early days, isn't it? Yeah. People, you know, people just don't know. You just have to wait.
Yeah, and is there good Wi-Fi in the hotel, Lorna?
Yeah, well, it goes down. It's gone down about twice in 10 days, but the Wi-Fi is particularly good. Yes, and
I can get
all my emails and texts and everything. No problem at all with that. The staff are looking after us extremely well.
And have you been fed in your room?
Not in our room, no. But I went down this morning. I think they're going to give us lunch as well. With the skeleton staff that it was in this morning.
Okay, Brent.
We just got to wait and see.
Okay, you're very kind. Stay with us for a couple of seconds if you can. Brendan Clark. Brendan, you're in Tenerife, but you can on a clear day you can see the Adeque Hotel.
I can actually. Yeah, I'm looking at it from my house now.
Well, what do you know about it? How many people can it hold?
It holds about 1,000, according to the hotel, Ash Hotel, the hotel authority here, Hotel Association. There's about 1,000 people, but the roads are opened around. It's only the immediate road in front of the hotel that's closed at the moment. And it's manned. Obviously, there's loads of press and photographers. I think they closed the roads this morning mostly to keep just people away.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They want to see the hotel, you know.
And were they well prepped, Brendan? Was there? I presume it's like every country, every location, every territory are talking about coronavirus. But were the authorities well prepped, do you think?
Absolutely. The protocol here has been developed by the regional and national governments. And we already had a case a few weeks ago in one of the islands close to Tenerife, in La Gomera. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge success. They were able to contain it and successfully. Mm-hmm. So that was a good sort of a test case for them. But they're on top of it very much here.
Brendan,
so we're told.
But you live there. You know how important tourism is to that economy.
It's extremely important.
It is the economy.
It is the only economy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no panic at the moment. Everybody's quite calm about the whole thing. I think there's a lot of confidence on the authorities here to contain it. And, you know, all the hotels they have their own protocol, including the national government protocol. So I think everything is pretty well under control. And the health service here is fantastic. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I wouldn't have any worries in that regard.
Okay, let me go to... Well, Brendan, what would your advice to somebody who's due to fly out to Tenerife, insofar as... I know, by the way, the Department of Foreign Affairs haven't issued any negative travel advisory about Tenerife. Just to be clear about that, they have about those particular regions in Italy, the villages that are locked down. Obviously, you can't go into them anyway. But what would you think of people who are cancelling their flights to Tenerife, Brendan?
I don't think that's necessary at all. I mean, obviously, if you're coming to the Adeque Palace, obviously you wouldn't get in, but... going to the other hotels, I don't think there's any problem whatsoever. And people have just got to be sensible as well. You know, the old wash your hands and, you know, keep out of crowded places and just look after yourself. And I don't think there's any worry whatsoever. I mean, I would certainly not suggest anybody not to come.
Well, on the other line, Brendan, 51551 is our text number, by the way, joe at rt.ie is Joan Behan. Joan, when were you due to fly to Tenerife?
Today at 1:30.
And where are you now?
I'm sitting in the dining room.
In Dublin Airport?
No, yes, I wish. I'm in Costa del Walken's town at the minute.
Costa del Walken? And what, you're not going?
Well, the thing is, Joe, I was sitting outside the hairdresser this morning at 9:30. I was going to get my hair done.
Okay.
And I got a phone call from my son. And he was literally panicking because he said to me, did you see the news? And I said, no.
Yeah.
And he said, right, ma'am, he said, there's an outbreak in Tenerife.
Yeah.
And he says, I don't think maybe is it safe, you know. And I at that moment, my heart started racing, Joe. Because I was, you know, I really, like, was racing. And I said to myself, oh, God, I have to think about this, you know.
Yeah.
So, I started to panic a little bit, you know, because the thought of putting myself and my husband in danger. And then coming back here, if you did get something and you didn't know till you came back here and you brought it back here, you see, I feel so responsible and so, and like it's my family. And I mean, myself and John were really looking forward to this because we didn't have a holiday last summer. And we're really looking, we've been saving. And so I just said, I would crack up if I was on the plane thinking about landing there and the worry. Because, like, when you look at all the other places, people in Italy and all this, all over, that, you know, you're okay, you're washing your hands, you're being hygienic, you're doing everything you're supposed to do. But it doesn't, it sneeze, a teardrop, you can get, I was looking it up, you can get it from that.
Yeah, but Johnny, statistically, are you not more likely to be killed on the way to Dublin Airport than going to Tenerife? Do you follow me?
Joe, I wouldn't even think like that, to be honest with you, you know. Because it's not that. The virus is out there, right? And if I go, we went over there, and just maybe at the last day or 2 days before we came home, we got in contact, I wouldn't be able to come back home. You know, you'd be in quarantine, you'd be this, so, like... And then if you had it...
And Joan...
He's not going on that number. I've sent a text. He's not going.
Okay. The Wi-Fi must be going down there. Joan, did you ring your travel agent and cancel?
Well, you see, we didn't book. We booked with Aer Lingus direct, right?
Yeah.
Because we have been out to Tenerife many times and there's a place we stay all the time we're there and we would do that privately.
Did you get your money back?
No.
Any prospect of getting your money back?
No. I don't really know. I'll tell you what happened. I rang, we got in touch, we got it up online about the flight. And my husband got the number. We had insurance, we had travel insurance and all that. And they said that... the insurance company said they don't cover the coronavirus. Mm. Now, if you're told not to go to that country, they cover it. But these were kind of a bit not agreeing with that.
Mm.
So I rang after that, I just couldn't believe it. And I rang the Department of Health, the HSA, to ask them for advice.
Yeah.
And she spoke to me and she got on up onto the Department of Foreign Affairs.
Right.
And she said to me, I can't really help you because Tenerife is not up on this.
It's not.
But so she said to me, I'm really sorry, like, you know. So she asked me, I told her about the insurance, what the insurance said. So anyway, she was trying to help, but there was nothing she could really do. So I got back online and I looked up Aer Lingus again, and a support number, a support thing came up for support.
Right.
So I rang the number, well, my husband rang the number, and he was on us for about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And next of all, he hears the person that he was speaking to said, "I will cancel your flight now here."
And who said that, John?
Aer Lingus. A chap by the name of Michael.
Okay, don't worry. But
okay, sorry.
But you've lost your money.
Yeah, but he charged, that phone call cost us 30 euro.
Alright, so I know what you mean. So it's not working out good for you at all.
No, so we're only looking for support, for help as to what to do. And
but you see, if there's not a travel advisory from the Department of Foreign Affairs, I think no airline or travel agent will reimburse.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, we didn't realise that. Did not realise that. So then we got back on and we checked out with another number.
Okay.
And they said that may get your taxes, airline taxes.
Yeah, that's what the airport charges.
And the airline may pay towards your fare. But then by the time you take your administrative fees out with, you get nothing.
Okay.
You get nothing. So
there's no possibility you'll decide next week to go, Joan.
Well, if I wasn't there, I might. But I mean, I'm afraid it's a risk.
Okay, okay.
I think it's a big risk.
But that for everything.
If you're putting yourself and your husband.
Okay. Let us say, Brandon, what do you think of Joan? I mean, she is making the argument a lot of people make, but then again, statistically, and air travel is the safest.
She has a bit of a predicament, but honest to God, I think she has no worries in coming. I think it's very, very safe. I mean, I'm not a medical expert, but I feel that everything is well under control here. And I don't think there's any danger.
Can I ask you something? Is that Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan. Is all the restaurants still open and are people walking around? And
absolutely, absolutely.
And the bars and all that.
Yeah, it's like any other day of the week here. It's exactly the same. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's further information coming out.
This is only day two for you.
I know, yeah, but the Canadian government are having a meeting this afternoon and there'll be further further information throughout the day. But also, they have set up a helpline by the local medical authorities here called Sanidad, the Canarian Health Service, and they're monitoring with qualified personnel the whole situation.
Well, that's
perfect.
That's what should be happening.
Yeah, I don't know if any of them speak English, but I'm sure they do. I don't have the number to hand, but you can find it, I'm sure, on the internet. Or I could text Joe's. I can give it to Joe later.
Yeah, do that, Brendan. I want to go to. I know you can see the hotel from where you are in Tenerife, Brendan. And you're urging people to not panic, especially people in Ireland. But
no,
Ralph is also stuck in the hotel. Ralph, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Where are you from, Ralph?
I'm from Germany, middle of Germany.
Okay, and are you on a holiday in Tenerife? Or,
I booked a biking holiday, actually. I'm not sitting in the hotel.
are you in the hotel now?
Yeah, we are in the hotel.
So you're stuck?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when did you arrive in Tenerife and how long were you going to stay?
Saturday. We had first the storm, and now we are locked in the hotel. Not bad.
When are you due to go home, Ralph?
The planning is next week, Saturday, but let's see.
Okay. And Ralph, when were you due? Being from Germany, you weren't going to go down to the swimming pool and take the sun loungers. When were you due to go cycling?
Yeah.
When was that due to happen?
Yeah, the planning was to. I mean, we started yesterday with the first tours, but today we are all stuck in the hotel and the bike standing here. So the tours are going on without us.
Okay, so
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and what's your? Are you? You're very calm about it, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Why should we panic? Because, that's 1,000 people in a big hotel And they can't be all, you know, infected by one poor guy who was here a week ago, I guess, or I don't know. So, I mean, that's I see that quite relaxed.
And all
the other people as well.
You sound very laid back, Ralph. Ralph, apparently he was an Italian doctor. Did anyone know him, the poor man?
Yeah, no. Also, at least I have nothing heard about except that he's, I think, 69 years old. But that's all. I mean, I'm not sure from where he got it, but... So the staff's quite professional, and they sent now a team of doctors through the hotel, and any guests will be checked, however. And then we'll see how it goes forward.
And has the doctor come near your room, Ralph?
Yeah.
Oh, he has?
No, it was not, it was not here, but it will come soon, I guess.
Oh, well, okay. And are you on your own or with your family or friends, Ralph?
No, I'm on my own this time.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're in the room on your own. Can you talk to people on the other balcony?
No, that's not possible. But, I mean, we are not locked in the room.
Okay.
This is only because of the doctors coming now. Because otherwise everybody's outside enjoy the sun at the pool, you know. So there is no bad situation here, except that you cannot leave the area.
Yeah, and back home in Germany, Ralph, is the coronavirus a big story in the newspapers and media and broadcasts?
Yeah, it depends what you understand from a big story. Of course, everybody is aware of, but so far, I mean, there are some panics in any country.
Yeah.
So there are, I would say, 1% in the German in Germany who are afraid to get infected by coronavirus. I think the rest is quite relaxed.
Okay, and unfortunately,
I mean, if you consider that any year there's about in Germany they are dying 25,000 people because of this normal influenza virus, So, I mean, and nobody's talking even about.
And of course, there was that terrible outrage in Hanau, wasn't it, last week, where the 10 people were murdered. Horrific. So,
That was really bad, yeah.
Yes, condolences on that. Stay listening for a sec, Ralph, if you can, because Alan Nason is here in Ireland. Where are you due to go on the cruise to, Alan?
Hello, Joe. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for making
it. I'm due to go on a 7-day cruise starting from Barcelona on Thursday coming. On Friday, we'll be in Marseille. And Saturday, we're going to Genoa in Italy.
Yeah.
Sunday, we're going to Cetinice, I think it's the port of Rome.
Yeah.
And on Monday, Palermo. And I know that the virus is active in the Genoa area, and I believe that the city is on lockdown in respect of the museums and schools and any activity where public would gather. I just heard this morning that Palermo, there's been an outbreak there also. I'm very concerned in that I've paid for this. It's one of these MSC cruises to a travel agency. Can I name the travel agency?
Of course, yeah. It's a good, they're all good companies. Yeah. Click and go.
And they will not do a refund unless the Department of Foreign Affairs states that one should not travel to that particular town, even though the town is in the region where the virus is active. I also contacted my DHI Travel Insurance, which I've had for a number of years, but they say it won't be covered again if the Department of Foreign Affairs have to declare that one should not travel there. I'm very concerned that even if I don't go to the town, maybe I just sit on the cruise ship, that people will go there and come back onto the ship and bring the virus.
And so what are you due to go on Friday? Have you made a decision?
Well, it's my wife and myself are going. I've made a decision in my mind not to go, but she's made a decision in her mind that she doesn't feel that we should be at a loss for the funds that it would be more responsible of the travel company to say the risk is too great to go to that area, or indeed of VHI Travel to say the same thing, rather than waiting for the Department of Foreign Affairs to make their minds up for them.
But the whole, if that was the case, Alan, would the whole thing not come down like a set of dominoes? Like, there's been no travel advisory about...
There's been no travel advisory specific to
your
the
location.
Town of Genoa or Palermo, but it's certainly rife in the regions up in the northwest.
I know everything I say. When I say it's a massive country, you'd say, well, that means people, I take your point, people move around a lot. And so you're saying you don't want to go, but am I presuming your wife would be willing to travel?
Well, she tells me at the moment, yes, although I know she's very concerned about it.
And cruises aren't cheap. Well, MSG is a quality provider, isn't it? How much money do you stand to lose? Can I ask, Alan?
I think it's about $2,500.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
Okay, let me go to Magella O'Donnell. Magella, good afternoon. Hello, Magella. You there, Magella?
Hello, hi.
Hi, Magella. Joe here. Magella, we know that yourself and Daniel have a house in Tenerife, do you not?
We do indeed. I'm actually only back last Saturday. You know, what can you say? If I was going out there this week, I wouldn't think twice about going out.
Okay.
I'd still be going out. I might wear a mask on the airplane because I think airplanes are terrible places to catch flus and things like that.
Okay. But you would try back to your house in Tenerife if you...
I would.
And where's Daniel? Can I ask where Daniel is?
Oh, Daniel's on a cruise at the moment. He's on a cruise.
From where to where?
In Mexico. He's from San Diego, I think he added, to Mexico for a week. Hopefully they're not experiencing anything.
And have you been in touch? Is he working on the cruise?
He's working on it, Irish cruise.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant.
But
you're
56,000 people a year die from the flu.
I know, Ralph just said that from Germany.
Yeah. You know, and it's like... I know it's the fact that it's so contagious, I think, is the main thing. But this is not to lighten the fact either. But as with the flu, it's the I suppose people with underlying conditions are more at risk. But you know, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people have had the virus and they're okay. So
yes,
be careful. But at the same time, we need to calm down a bit.
Yeah.
That's my feeling.
I don't know whether you heard the woman a few minutes ago from Walk and Sound, and she cancelled her holiday. She was due to leave Dublin Airport 45 minutes ago.
And God love her.
And her son rang her this morning and she's just too nervous.
Yeah.
This is Alan here, Joe.
Alan, yeah.
We do need to calm down a bit and keep a steady head. If one thinks that people are getting off a cruise ship and going into an infected area, it just needs one of those people to pick up the virus, bring it back onto the ship, and how many thousand people are on the ship?
I know.
And a similar situation for an aeroplane. Just needs one person to come back onto that aeroplane. We'll sit there with our masks on us, which seems to be the course of action these days. But it will spread and it will come into Ireland.
Well, I think what's really important is hygiene. People washing their hands is huge. Covering their faces if they're coughing. And I think if everybody is to be really strict about that kind of thing, it will help enormously.
Sneezing and everything,
Magella,
from your experience of living on Tenerife, yourself and Daniel, are the health service good and the infrastructure good? And
I really couldn't comment on it. It can be very erratic, Joe.
Your comment is a comment, really, isn't it? You've told.
Yeah, I suppose. It can be erratic, but yes, they have. I'm sure they'll be well able to handle the situation. I hope so anyway, certainly.
Do you know the, that hotel that's in lockdown at the minute, the Adeque?
Yeah, the Adeque. Yeah, we are, our house is in Adeque. We're kind of just looking straight down onto that area, you know.
Okay, when are you due to go back?
The end of April.
Okay, and you're going back?
Oh, yeah.
You said you'd go back tomorrow if you could, yeah.
It's going to be here at some stage.
Yeah, true.
You know, yeah. If it's in Tenerife.
Michelle, can I ask you, like,
dollar to be in Ireland.
Would yourself and Daniel get the flu jab every year?
I did get it this year. Now, he doesn't, but I did
Why does he not get it? Do you know? Well, no, it's his own.
I don't think it's for any particular reason that he doesn't. He just probably, you know, didn't think about it or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I was offered it because I have an elderly mother, you know, that I look after, so... But
but you're not at all worried in that sense.
I'm not at all worried. Yeah.
I just wonder, can we get that woman from Walking Sound back on and see? But she's already cancelled and she's already lost her money, Magella.
I know. It's terrible. I know. You know. I mean, I suppose, Joe, I'm the kind of what will be. You know.
Yeah. Her name is Joan Behan. Joan, good afternoon again.
I'm still here.
I know you're still here. Joan, Magella wishes you were in Tenerife.
I love Tenerife. I get the flu jab every year, and I've been getting it now for a good few years. And, my husband is 70 in April, and I'll be 66 in June. And we're just... My fear was, if we go over there, we could have a great time, everything is okay, and then you could come home and you wouldn't be alive, but you could have it, and you could be bringing it back. I wouldn't want to be responsible for that.
I know, but Joan, could, you know, you could go over and
touch wood,
be knocked down by a bloody car in Tenerife.
Yeah,
you know,
I know that, yeah. Well, I don't, this is, it's not the same putting yourself in that position. To get a virus.
Yeah.
You're not going out to, you know, accidents happen and things like that happen. But when there's a virus there and it's a danger to yourself, your family, or bringing it back to your own country, that's
but if you're very
not
healthy.
Like getting hit by a car.
Yeah, but if you're very healthy.
I'm healthy enough now, I have to say. And I'm very, very hygienic with. I'm forever at home. I wash my hands constantly.
But Joan, have you heard that every radio program now? Liveline is different. We try and let people speak, but every radio and television program has had experts on. Professor Sam McConkie's really clear, really concise, and they're giving really clear information. And they're saying just don't go to the places that are on lockdown. Does that not reassure you? Are the experts not working?
Okay, Joe, but why is it spreading so much if everything is on lockdown and it's turning up here and it's turning up there?
But the number of cases is still, as Magella and indeed Ralph pointed out before, the number of cases compared, for example, to the number of people who die from flu is minuscule.
But this is a new thing, Joe. This influenza has been out there for ever. And this virus is a new virus. And they haven't got anything to fix it yet. It's a risk.
Okay, so no matter...
And it's a risk, I actually thought that I would have been okay with my insurance. But, I mean, at my...
I know, 685. But Joan, when there was previous scare, say the 9/11 scare, remember the Twin Towers?
My sister was there.
There was a dip in the numbers flying all over. Did you quit flying after 9/11 for a period?
I wouldn't be flying to America or anywhere like that. I was caught when the cloud came from Iceland, and we were caught. You know what I mean? And panic station when you're caught. Because my mom and my sisters went to Spain there. A few years ago, and something else happened, and we couldn't come home.
Ah, Joan, you're jinxed. Where do you tell me? Will you let me know where are you going? Where are you going on holidays during the summer so I can avoid it?
I'll have to get bitten.
buy a bit of sauna. get
tangled up there and walk in St. John's.
Stay
there for a second. Back to the hotel, the Costa Adeque, and Francois. Francois, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
And how are you? How long are you in the hotel and what's happening at the moment, Francois?
Yes, well, at the moment we're waiting for the doctors to come in the rooms. And, well, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and so far we've heard from German guests in the hotel. We've heard from a Scottish guest and an English guest, and now French. But they were very calm about the whole situation.
Because there's nothing to be worried about so far.
Okay.
You know, we're just stuck in the hotel. It's not really pleasant because we can't go wherever we want. But apart from that, you know,
yeah,
they take precautions, in fact.
And it's glorious. It's glorious. Another glorious day in Tenerife. Sun shining and...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Francois, are you there with your family and when do you come home?
So I'm with my husband and my son, my 13-year-old son. And we are due back to tomorrow. Okay. But we don't know if we will be allowed to go back home. Okay. We don't know yet.
But you're very calm.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
It's okay.
And what do you think? Like Joan, who's on the other phone line here in Dublin, she cancelled her holiday to Tenerife this morning.
Well, I think the situation. Yes, we've got problems in this hotel, but it's the flu. I know it's a very contagious one, but I don't think it's really dangerous.
Okay, now, a Chinese tourist has already died in France. What is it? Is it a big story in France? Is there panic in France about it?
It depends where you live in France, but I'm not sure there's panic in France more than anywhere else, you know.
Okay.
I mean, the common flu kills more people, I think.
Yeah, people are saying that,
So, you know.
Okay.
But people take a lot of precautions nowadays. That's all, I think.
Okay.
You know.
So, Francois, I hope everything clears up soon and you can get home safely. I'm sure you will.
Yes,
okay, Joan Behan. Thanks indeed, Joan. Thanks,
no
Francois.
Problem,
thanks,
thank
Ralph.
You.
Thanks, George. Thanks, Lorna. They were our international contingent. Thanks, Magella, who is our Tenerife consular assistant there. You're in Donegal, I presume, Michelle.
In your
small ambassadorial residence with so much glass. And and kind regards to Daniel.
All right, Joe.
Joan, I think when you heard Daniel wasn't in Tenerife, you decided to cancel your trip to Joan.
Maybe. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Joe.
Magella, go to Mila
Mahoga.
Brendan.
Joe.
Brendan Clark as well in Tenerife. Thanks indeed, Brendan. Contact us, Joan Bean. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And back to the Hotel Adeque in Tenerife. Brian, not his real name, is from Wicklow and in the hotel. Brian, good afternoon. What's happening there now?
There's nothing much happening. Some people out around the pool area, and everybody is seemingly in the rooms. I see people looking out from another wing of the hotel. They're looking out the windows now and again, and that type of thing. So everybody's waiting on this medical person to call. So apart from that, there's nothing really.
Brian, but given that there's maybe up to 1,000 people in the hotel, surely it's a medical team that are going around.
You'd want an army of doctors come in to deal with this. I was wondering if you could interpret this for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got this notice this morning under the door from the hotel, and it said, "We regret to inform you that for healthy reasons, the hotel has been closed down until the sanitary authorities warn you must remain in your rooms." So I thought this was something to do with sewerage or something. It's only when a journalist rang here to my phone in the room that he was looking, I don't know how he got on to me anyway, but he wanted to know for me what was happening, like what you just asked me there, what was happening there and all that type of thing anyway. So I always said, your hotel is under quarantine. And until then, I didn't know what was wrong.
The hotel is, it's, I'm told it's trending on Twitter everywhere. People are talking about this hotel in Tenerife because of, apparently it was a doctor from Italy who was diagnosed with the coronavirus.
I believe. Yeah. I didn't know that. And the, at the reception desk, the person there like didn't tell me anything about corona at all. It's only when this journalist rang me, I had no clue what was going on. I thought there was another ash cloud or whatever, the sand cloud on the way
and
over.
Long, Brian, how long are you out there and when are you due to come home?
I'm due to go home. We are due to go home tomorrow. Out in the afternoon, we're leaving. Okay. Supposed to be leaving here. We're here 3 weeks tomorrow.
And if you were due to fly out tomorrow to Tenerife, would you go?
I don't know. No, it's hard to say, really. I'm not so sure. I don't know whether I would or not, really.
Well, the department, the advice is to go. Don't take unnecessary...
I was listening to you all over the last half hour or more and all the different views of the people and that type of thing. But it's hard to know, really. But if we... I think if we're clear, we're tested, I hope we're tested before we miss our flight tomorrow.
Yeah, but then you hear, you read things like that. It can be dormant for a number of weeks.
It's the unknown that has the fear
of people.
So that's the story, Joe. I can't just say people wandering around and nobody.
And are you able to sit out on the balcony and?
Well, in the morning time we were out around the pool, sitting down just as usual and that type of thing. I don't know whether nobody said anything to us anyway. But we were supposed to stay in our room, but we saw everybody else patrolling around out the pool area, so we just went out. But for the last couple of hours now, we've been in the room. There's a nice veranda here. We can look out onto the pool and that type of thing. So
Brian, would you get onto, I presume you have internet there, would you get onto the Department of Foreign Affairs website, for example? Would you regard that as reliable?
Well, yeah, probably, yeah. We're putting everything in the long finger until we hear from this, or if we're going to be seen like this today sometime with this medical, the doctor or whatever. That's kind of putting everything in a bin.
And there's no word in the hotel. What is the test? They're presumably just taking people's temperature and saying, asking you how you're feeling.
That thing, bit of a thing I read you out there, it's the most...
it was a little bit confusing, all right. But
confusing. Sanitary authority. I understand sanitary authority would have something to do with drains
I hope you get home tomorrow. It's raining here and it's freezing, by the way.
Oh, yeah, well, that's one thing. There's one plus in the thing is we could be here for another fortnight.
Okay.
And the sun, whatever, anyway.
Okay. Brian, thanks indeed, and safe home.
Thanks very much, Joe. Bye-bye.
Brian is in that Adeque Hotel, which is the news bulletins at the minute. Emer Gibson, Emer is in Italy. Emer, you live in Milan, I see.
Emer, I do. Hello, Joe.
How are you, Emer? What's the situation there in terms of...
Well, I mean, speaking for me, Joe, I work for myself, consultant, and all my major clients, including a huge pharmaceutical company, have cancelled all my sessions. I'm an intercultural communications advisor until further notice.
Wow.
Now, that could be 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. They are saying that there may be a Skype solution, but anybody like myself is at home. The situation is that the bars are closed from 6 p.m. until the morning. All schools, churches, and some hospitals are closed. I would like to say my sister, who lives near Geneva, said that it's not a virus area. It's a containment procedure.
Okay.
Now, the thing is that the cases are spreading. Originally, Lombardia, six, as we know, we have seven victims, six in Lombardy, one in Veneto. But it has now moved to Emilia-Romagna, which is in the south, and up to the north towards Austria. The person who was in Palermo was actually from Bergamo, which is in the north.
Mm-hmm.
But for us who work for ourselves, it is a disaster.
Wow.
We also have the furniture fair coming up in April, which is the biggest furniture fair in the world, that is probably going to be cancelled. So it's a disaster, Joe.
And what's the sense? Is there a sense of panic, Eimear, or what is it?
There is contrasting news, as always, Joe. As you know, on one side, people were quite rightly saying more people die from flu. But this is a new virus.
Yeah, it's the unknown, isn't it? The unknown.
Yeah, but they're also saying things like buy a mask. A mask lasts 3 minutes, Joe.
Yeah.
We are advised not to take public transport. There is, for example, on the official website where they're saying, if you just have a second, I'll read it to you in English. Suspension of all meetings of whatever nature, this is in Lombardy, of every form of meetings in public and private, and also of a cultural nature, sport or religious. So what does that mean, a private meeting? Does that mean nobody can come into my house? Can I not have a meeting in my house? So we've got this, unfortunately, discordant and not clear information.
And are people going to work?
I'm not going to work. I know that all the people that I know who are self-employed are not going to work. Other people are going to work, but they're not taking, a lot of them are not taking public transport.
There was criticism yesterday. One of the news wires, I think it was Bloomberg, saying that Italy had overreacted, the Italian authorities had overreacted. Is there a sense of that, Eimear?
I think they may, with seven victims and 282 cases. The problem, I think, at the beginning was that they didn't find this zero patient. The zero patient was the first one in Italy. And they still have to find this patient to try and go back and check their, their contact.
And have they found patient zero in Italy?
No. This is part of the problem.
Okay.
There is a bit of hysteria. On one side, you've got people, experts from famous hospitals saying, hysteria, etc.
Yeah, well,
you have
that here as well. But and then people get upset when they hear on programs like Liveline people saying I'm not travelling. But that is, you can't criticise people for making a decision as if they're not intelligent or whatever. People, but anyway, I'm talking about other callers earlier on, the reaction to it. But people. They're experts here, they're brilliant experts here, and they're on the radio, and they're on the television, or in the newspaper saying you can travel and do travel. But whether you can convince people because of the nature of this virus is problematic. Okay, Eimear, stay with us for a second if you can, Eimear. I just need to take a quick ad break. Thank you.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Darren McQuaid is in Bassano del Grappa, which is north of Venice, near the epicentre, as they call it. What's the mood there, Dara?
It's a bit surreal. Hi there, Joe. It's a bit surreal, I suppose. Just like everybody else, we're trying to figure out, is the government overreacting, or is it doing the right thing, or is it reacting because the horse has bolted? We've heard a lot of people say that the first hospital, which has not been identified, that dealt with, I don't know if it was patient zero or certainly the first patient to arrive at the hospital, didn't deal with it very well. And that's why the numbers have gone up so quickly. But
okay.
I mean, I think the overriding thing is here is this is a very contagious virus, but the fatality rates are very low. I work for a professional cycling team, so even a month ago we had a couple of races cancelled in China, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But just even this week, my colleague was travelling from some races in Australia. We launched a program in Singapore, and there were supposed to be 100 journalists at it, and only 16 were allowed to turn up. My colleague then arrived at our headquarters in Varese 2 days ago, which is north of Milan, and yet last night he was having dinner on his own in a restaurant, hotel, and started coughing. And they quickly moved him to his hotel room, got the local authorities, and now he's been sequestered in his hotel room for the next 5 days. So in one sense, I think it might be overreaction. But in another sense, I think it ultimately will lead, hopefully, to this crazy virus being contained.
Been contained. But there's talk here, you know, Ireland play Italy the weekend at home, the weekend after next.
Yeah.
There's talk of the problems with that. I presume we're now back into the cycling season, aren't we, in terms of the Giro
the Italian organizer of the Giro also organized a race which is going on at the moment in the United Arab Emirates, the UAE Tour. In fact, it finished about an hour ago. A rider from my team, Adam Yates, won the stage. But they have said, I've been talking to them yesterday, and Strada Bianca is in Tuscany. That's early March. Milan San Remo, the first big famous race of the year, is in mid-March. And because obviously Milan is and Lombardy region is a central player in this virus, this 100-plus-year-old race may not take place.
Okay.
I certainly hope before the Giro in May and the Tour de France in July and the Olympics in August that the world gets a handle on this. Because, my sister-in-law, she works for Safilo here in Padova, a world-famous glasses eyewear company, and they get most of their product from China, and
somebody said that
China is closed down.
Yeah, the percentage of world product now that has some connection with China is well north of 50%. Dara McQuaid and Eimear Gibson, thank you both.